We had a surprisingly good night. Our first night sleeping at Camp 2 needed a condor at 18,300 feet or higher even. No headaches to speak of this morning when everyone woke up. Appetites are really good, really keen appetites. Everyone's eating very well. Of course, Maria's quality cooking has a lot to do with that. I introduced to this group the idea of pressure breathing, fully exhaling and taking very deep breaths, and doing that purposefully for 5 minutes at a time to relieve their lack of oxygen. And they were surprised to report today that Jason and Scott were talking about pressure breathing for 5 minutes and watching their O2 saturations go up by 15 points. I think everybody tried it last night, and in fact, they slept well and had a good night, even though it's a long night. We go to bed early. There's no wind to speak of here, but it's very, very cold temperatures, way below freezing here at high altitude. And, of course, we feel it more strongly because of the lack of oxygen. Now, last night, Sergio and Javier and Efrain were all down at Plaza de Mulas. Sergio had gone down to make sure Mac's transfer via helicopter went well. Mac finally flew out at 8:30 p.m., and I actually talked to him by satellite phone connected through landline phone to his cell phone as he was driving back, landline phone in Canada, connected to his cell phone as he was driving back with our Mati, our driver who picked him up, to take him back to Mendoza. So we know he's at the Hyatt Hotel enjoying city life now. We miss him very greatly, just as we miss Woody and Mathis, and we're happy to know they were probably all together at breakfast this morning in Mendoza. So the team went up today halfway to Berlin, Canada.